This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The pandemic has thrown us a lot of curveballs that we've had to adjust to. One of the biggest for farm families with children was school closures. National Farm Medicine Center's Melissa Plockelman says numbers from the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health show farm safety is a problem worthy of attention.
Approximately 33 children are injured on farms every day, and almost every 3 days a child dies from an agricultural-related incident.
Plockelman says it's unclear yet if the pandemic numbers are worse.
But we are hearing a lot more stories of children getting injured because they're at home. They walk out the front door, and what was the home environment is now also the work site.
And Plockelman says if you want to know more,
we have a resource called aginjurynews.org. That's aginjurynews.org. And you can go on there, and what we are doing is we are taking every media mention of a farm incident or fatality and putting them all on this one website.
Plockelman says other sources are out there.
All of our other resources that I've been talking about, safe play areas, making sure that your kids are doing age-appropriate tasks, all of those can be found at www.cultivatesafety.org.
For more on the National Farm Medicine Center, go to marshfieldresearch.org.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.